The Inspector General's report said that the executive director of the State Commission on Public Integrity unlawfully fed inside information to a top aide to former Governor Eliot Spitzer during the commission's probe of the so-called Troopergate scandal. The Inspector General, Joseph Fish, in his first public remark since the report came out, told the Senate Investigations Committee that the executive director, Herb Teitelbaum, misled the members of the commission with his actions.
It's difficult to recognize that your executive director has betrayed you.
Fish, a retired former prosecutor and state Supreme Court judge from the Bronx, also told the Senate committee that all of the commissioners on the ethics panel should be replaced.
When the agency does well, when the staff does well, the commissioners get credit for that. And when there is a failure, they cannot escape responsibility for the failure as well.
Since the report was issued, Executive Director Teitelbaum has resigned. The other person named in the IG's report, Robert Herman, who formerly worked for Governor Spitzer, had taken a job as a counsel to Senate Majority Leader Malcolm Smith. Herman also resigned Tuesday. Neither man has gone quietly. Teitelbaum denies all charges and says the Inspector General has conducted a witch hunt, relying on speculation and hearsay, and has overstepped his authority. The IG says he bears no ill will toward Teitelbaum and suggests that the former executive director reserve his wrath for Robert Herman, who was a close friend of Teitelbaum's and who, in sworn testimony, implicated the former executive director.
If he has any anger left after exhausting it on me, he might find a reservoir of some for his old friend.
Herman, in his letter of resignation, said he was only leaving because of the unceasing cacophony created by the IG's probe that had made continued state service unpalatable. He said his actions were misinterpreted and that he was only trying to get other members of the Spitzer administration to cooperate with the Ethics Commission probe. The Inspector General says, though he found that Teitelbaum and Herman were in apparent violation of the public officer's law, he does not recommend charging them and says their resignation should end the matter. The other commission members have not left their posts, despite a plea from Governor David Paterson to do so, and a spokesman for the Public Integrity Commission, Walter Ayers, remains defiant. Ayers says the commission stands by the work it's done, which included charging two other Spitzer administration officials with violations of the public officer's law.
Only in Albany does a person who led the investigation that found people violated the law get charged with betraying the public trust.
Governor Paterson now says that he plans to abolish the commission altogether and create a new ethics body. But the chair of the Senate Investigations Committee, Senator Craig Johnson, says the governor has not yet released a bill and time is growing short in the 5 weeks left in the legislative session. He says it might be better to wait and design the panel correctly this time.
We need to do it in the right manner so we avoid having to have another hearing at another time to talk about another commission, the problems that occurred in another commission.
Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters disagrees. She says the legislature needs to act now.
They must consider legislation dealing with ethics. I don't see how you finish this session with what has transpired during the session without being able to say we have at least accomplished this.
The governor is expected to release his plan to replace the Ethics Commission with a new, more independent panel on Wednesday. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.